you were a guy for a day, what's the first thing you would do?
Find Nicki Minaj.
What do you think would happen?
We can't speak about those things.
Find Nicki Minaj. So do women think it's that easy as a man? You just find Nicki Minaj, spit a little game at her and take her home? Yeah, you ladies really have no idea how this man thing works.
She'd be like, here's another creepy guy.
Here's the thing, guys are stupid. Just like you guys are just dumb. And girls, we have more common sense.
Oh, no offense, ladies. I'm not here to bash you. But that's just blatantly untrue, obviously untrue. She's disproving her point by how she's talking right now. I love it. I love it.
So if we were to transfer into a guy's body, the world would probably be a better place.
What's your method?
Cancel all men.
No, like if you were a guy, what's your method?
Bag every bitch.
Do you guys think she's drunk or what? I mean, I feel sorry for people like this in a sense. Like when she's 50, do you think she's going to be a happy person? She's bitter and obviously she has a disdain for all males. And that's sick. It's just as sick as a guy who has a disdain for all females, right? Or is it still socially acceptable to... never mind.
Bro, it's... I
don't feel safe.
Bro.
I don't feel safe.
No, facts. I wouldn't feel safe either. A sideways parked pickup truck in the front of a Waffle House, it's trouble in there. It's definitely trouble. It's probably best to just find somewhere else to eat.
I'm going to go be the first one to say it. I don't feel safe.
What do you think would most shock men if they were a woman for a week?
That compliment fatigue is a very real thing. Not from our guy, but from men in general. Like, guys, have you ever been in a relationship with someone who just nags? And at first you might have paid attention, but after a while you just kind of tune it out? That's how we feel when random guys compliment us.
Yeah, stop giving women unearned attention. They don't even like it. They don't find 80 to 90% of you attractive. The chances that she's going to find you attractive, it's slim to none. She doesn't deserve, oh, you look so beautiful today. Yeah, you're so pretty. Oh, man, you get a boyfriend? They tired of hearing that, man. They've been hearing that since they was 12 years old. They don't want to hear that no more. Especially if you're not a top 10% guy. And even if you are a tall, handsome guy or whatever, she's not impressed with that. She's just too used to it. You got to say something original. Say she got a big head or something. That'll get her attention.
DM us. It's kind of like white noise.
I'm going to tell you what makes one a good woman. Or a good man for that matter. Or a good anything for that matter. A good leader for that matter. What makes a person good or a good person is the ability to perform the duties of that position while dealing with the emotions that go along with that position. While men are protecting and providing.
Okay, by that definition, most males are not good. Most men are not good men. Most men in positions of power of any kind are not good and don't deserve respect. And they don't really have the character to be in a leadership position. In my opinion, only 20% max of men on earth since the beginning of time have had good character.
Regardless of our emotional state, we have to continue to protect and provide. This also applies to women. Being the nurturer, as a man is the provider, you are still supposed to nurture the man regardless of your emotional state. That's what makes you good. That's what makes a boss good, a captain good. So ladies, I ask you, do you continue to nurture your man throughout the carousel of your emotions? Do you stop nurturing when you get mad?
Most women do. Yeah. Yeah, but ladies, I want you to start looking at it like that. I need you to be loving and nurturing and caring. Even when you mad at me, annoyed with me, same thing. Like when I'm annoyed or mad with you, I still got to go out and work and bring the money home. And, you know, if somebody break in, I still got to protect you, even though you got on my nerves for the last week. So if I want a little sucky sucky, give me a little sucky sucky. Even if you ain't feeling me that day.
Can a man stop providing when he gets mad and protecting? See, ladies, how you nurture is what you bring to the table.
But the thing he was hung up was that women wanted those type of men.
Yes, because they want They want to be in stable situations where they are living a certain kind of life. And if exactly. a person is making an income like that, obviously you want to live that kind of life.
So you need to be a type of woman that I want.
And
that was
his point. This is where the disconnect happens.
I can give anybody that life, is what you're saying, right? Because this is the type of man I am. I got this, I got that. So what's making me pick you?
They don't know. They don't know why. Ladies, I want you to just accept. I'm not trying to tear you down. This is going to help you. I want you to accept that if a guy is a 9 or a 10, type of guys that all women want, regardless of what you bring to the table, it don't even matter what you bring. My point is, there's at least 100 other women in the area that he's in within a 10-20 mile radius that can bring the same thing. There's at least another 100 women in his area that could bring what you bring. Even if you're nurturing, loving, caring, you cook, you rub his back, you're just the best woman, you got your online business and you give him all the money, there's probably 100 other women that could do that, that want him if he's that high value. Just keep that in mind.